For the past 14 years, people from several faith traditions have come together to celebrate an interfaith Thanksgiving. Earlier this week, Trinity United Methodist Church hosted over 450 guests, one of the largest groups the event has ever gathered.
It's been hosted at Jewish temples, churches, and the planning committee consists of representatives from all of the religious traditions in Grand Rapids. So there's the Hindu community, Buddhist community, Muslim, secular community, Christian community, and more.
That's Katie Gordon from the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. She credits the turnout to the climate the world is in today and says people need a sign that we can come together across differences. So with discourse being what it is, I asked Gordon what exactly she thought such a diverse group might be thankful for.
A real sense of gratitude for the refugee community that we have in Grand Rapids. One of our presenters pointed out that while Grand Rapids is the 139th largest city in population in the U.S., it's the sixth largest city that settles refugees. And so a sign of that, I think, is really powerful that we continue to be a welcoming city, continue to welcome refugees, because the interfaith community and the community overall in Grand Rapids is really shaped by the immigrants and refugees we have welcomed in.
Attendants sang, ate, and prayed. But they also donated a tub of school supplies, 14 bags of winter clothes, and raised about $2,000 to be split between Congress Elementary, East Paris Community Food Pantry, and Lutheran Social Services of Michigan. Thanks and giving. Maybe something to agree on regardless of one's spirituality. For WGVU News, I'm Mariano Avila.